What it do? What it do? It's your boy Ro on Cloud 10 Radio. And today we're going to talk about cutting the people off that you need to cut off and bringing the people in that are going to lift you up. I would like to welcome the most beautiful guest that I will ever have on this show, ever. And if she was on any other show, she would be the most beautiful guest there as well. My fiance, wifey-to-be, Lady Cloud. How are you doing, baby?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm laying with you in the bed, so that is always good. You know, we over here relaxing. We just had some food, and now it's time to speak some truth. We just read the Bible, just read some Proverbs, so our mind is going right now. But look, first off, I had someone ask me, you know, how do I know what relationships to keep and what relationships to cut off when I'm trying to elevate my success? So what is one thing that you look for when you're thinking, I don't know, is this person good for me or is this person not good for me?
I think you really have to look at how they carry themselves. So, does this person take care of their hygiene? Does this person, you know, are they eating the things they need to be eating? Or are they influencing you to continue to eat junk? Are they thinking of ways to improve their health? All that stuff are signs. If they're sitting up here taking a weekend to drink, and then they're going, you know, to church, but then they don't got no money for tithes. It's like, what are you doing? It's almost like you have your priorities mixed up, but that's what happens when you don't have salvation. But in order to get salvation, you have to be in sin. So if you see that as a sign for somebody who has found salvation, if you see that into somebody, you're really going to have to make that decision to be like, am I going to continue to be friends with this person and have them influence me? Or can I meet people who are on the same journey as me and we can continue to build each other up?
No, I feel that. So pretty much just being able to look like, what are their habits? Are they in line with your habits? And sometimes the biggest thing is we may have someone from our past, you know, that we were very close with. I know you and I both have people that we may have called our friends or best friends that maybe now they're not that same thing, you know, for us. So when do you know that it's time for someone that maybe might have been your best friend? They might even be a family member of yours. How do you know when it's like, all right, like, I respect you, like, I care about you, you know, I love you, but I have to distance myself from you? How do you know when that time is, like, when it's that time? Which is tough to do, and how do you actually separate yourself without looking or feeling like, you know, feeling guilt or feeling like you're doing the wrong thing? Like, people say, you know, don't forget those people and don't forget, you know, don't forget where you came from. But sometimes we have to separate ourselves. But how do we do that without feeling guilt or, you know, knowing that we're doing the right thing?
You definitely have to make up your mind about stopping the dysfunction. You have to stop the dysfunction that is going on in very unhealthy relationships. So if you're a person like me who's used to being used by people that know that I have a good heart and I wouldn't want to see them, you know, down and out or disappointed, you know, people really are that manipulative where when they're not in the right mind space, they will continue to use you, whether you're their mom, their best friend, sibling, it doesn't matter to them. It's almost like dysfunction is a drug to them, that they have to consistently have it in order to function throughout life. And until you realize that that's something that's a habit that you want to quit, it's going to continue to happen. So you're going to know your breaking point when something happens that is just, it's like, okay, this has been going on for too long. I've had enough. I'm better than this. You have to know your self-worth. And once you realize that, then there will be no problem ending those relationships because they weren't adding to you anyways.
Right. Yeah. No, it's true. And I think sometimes we hold on to those old memories that we have, you know, and they may be good memories for a certain time, but, you know, everybody has a point where we're beginning to grow out of certain things, grow out of certain habits, grow out of certain practices, whether that be certain vices that you have or certain hobbies that you have. And I feel like one way that you all can sort of actualize this is something that I've done, is I've gone on social media and I have unfollowed a lot of people. And just because I unfollow them doesn't mean that I don't, you know, don't like them or don't care for them or that I haven't ever cared for them. But I unfollow the people that in the past, and if I'm really not planning on including them in my future, you know, I just go ahead and unfollow them. And some people are like, oh, you know, I just want to keep in contact. But why do you want to keep in contact, or why do you want to be able to keep tabs on or check up on certain people? So for you, Mariah, what are some things that you see when it comes to like social media? How would you know when it's time to just unfollow a person on your timeline? Because for me, when I unfollow somebody and then I go to sleep and wake up, I really pretty much forget about them. You know what I'm saying? Unless there's someone that's very close to me, maybe that was a close friend. But unfollowing someone now is sort of like removing someone from your life. So how do you know when it's time to unfollow someone or defriend someone or maybe even cut off a relationship in real life, you know, whether that be through text, through the phone? You know, how do you know when it's that time to just unfollow and totally detach?
Once you realize that a person is going down a spiral of just hate and evil and deception, you realize that it's like a slide. You go right down with them. They gonna bring you right. There's people that just bring you down. For me, if I see that you are posting the same thing, like you're not even trying to evolve as a person.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you actually doing? Like, what are you going to benefit? How am I going to benefit from you posting the same thing? Like, what is this about?
Yeah.
You know, you don't really have like a purpose, and you can see that just by what people post.
Yeah.
So I feel like when I see that there's still these twerking videos and people are still infatuated with their body type, that just screams, you know, it's like they try to be so, you know, I would say believable in their self-confidence, but it ends up making them look like they have really low self-esteem because they have to constantly show their body to get some type of affirmation from people who don't even know them, who don't even matter in their life. So to me, I'm just like, this is not even worth it. Like, why am I sitting up here watching somebody doing this when I could be reading my Bible, when I can be like helping my community make it better? Like, and people
spending
think
time
those
with family.
Yeah, spending time with family. And people think those things are so out of reach and unachievable, but they're not. Especially when you try and you're trying to make things happen. Like, it's just a constant battle between what is reality and what is not reality. But once you realize what reality is, like, I have real bills, I have real things that need to get handled, you see that watching video, watching certain videos that are the same constantly does not help you. It does not gain anything in your life. It does not help you grow. It's just pretty much pointless. And you yourself have to determine when that is. Nobody can tell you. Nobody can do it for you. But eventually, you know, you'll find that common ground where it's like, look, this is where I'm coming from. If this person's still on that, like I tell people, they're like, oh, you change. I'm like, you so worried about me changing. Why have you not changed? Why have you not changed? That's the question I'm asking back. That's just common sense. Everybody's going to evolve.
If somebody's not changing, I think that is when that's a problem in itself. If they're pointing out your changes as a negative thing, it's like, yo, I'm changing so that I can inspire you to change as well. You know, and it sometimes it takes for you to unfollow those people. They can still follow you. They can still see what you post, you know, and you can still see that they're checking up on you. They can still message you. You can still message them back. There's people that I message back and forth with that I may not follow. And it's not because I don't like them. It's just because maybe their content isn't really elevating me and maybe I'm inspiring them. So it's not saying that. It's just this idea that you have to, in order to determine your trajectory, you can't be going 1,000 different ways at once. If you follow 1,000 people or more, I want you to consider how you can have a trajectory, a specific trajectory. If you're going in 1,000 different directions at once, I want you to sort of limit that. Go through and say, which direction am I really trying to go? If you got people who are down, people who are neutral, people who are up, people going left and right, then you're going to be going all those different ways as well. But if you can look through who you follow, who you have friends on, who your friends are on Facebook, who your friends are on Twitter, whatever it is, and be like, look, I'm only going to follow people or be friends with people who are going in this certain trajectory, things become a lot clearer. There's going to be a lot of people that attract to you that you never met before that are inspired by you. But also there's going to be some people that you lose in that process, which is totally okay, because that is when the real separate themselves from the fake. You know, me, I have a book signing coming up on March 30th in Lexington, Kentucky at Wild Fig Books and Coffee. This is at 1 p.m. on a Saturday. But for me, that's really going to show a lot about who's there for me and who's not. You know what I'm saying? So it's on a Saturday at 1 p.m. Some people are going to work, but even if the people who really support me, if they can't make it, they would contact me and say, oh, bro, I can't make it. There's going to be some people who are very well aware of it, who are chilling at home, decide to do something else. And that will show the real from the fake. And that is just, there's a lot of points in our life where the real and the fake are going to separate themselves just from you chasing your purpose, just from you being yourself. And I feel like a lot of people are sort of scared to take that step out. So what advice would you have to the people who they might have a lot of ideas right now, but they're afraid to break from their friend group, or they're afraid to break from their family norms? You know what I'm saying? What would you say to those people who want to get out there and make this big change, but are afraid? They're sort of stuck in that comfortability stage.
Well, I'm going to tell you like I told, well, my parents told me, the only person you should be afraid of is God. The only thing, I mean, he's not a person.
Fear God.
Like, everybody else is human. Everybody has insecurities. Everybody has shortcomings. Nobody's better than anybody else. It's just all about the mental. It's all about how you think of the situation. So if you're willing to think about the negative, then you should be willing to think about the positive and see that living in fear is going to keep you in the shadows, but living without fear is going to keep you in the light. So if you're pushing forward fearlessly, then that's where you're going to stay, in the light, because that's where people can see. So if you're working on a brand, or you're working on, you know, a book or whatever the case is, you know, be proud of that. You shouldn't have to get, you know, affirmation from people around you, especially people who don't believe in you, because they're gonna keep not believing in you. You shouldn't have to prove anything to anyone, because at the end of the day, you're living your own life, regardless of who you're living with or who's paying what bill or who's watching your child when this happens. At the end of the day, you're gonna have to strive for yourself. And you cannot do that in fear, because you're not going to go anywhere. That's like a car without gas. It's still a car, but it's not a moving car.
It's not going nowhere.
Stationary.
Look, it don't matter if you a Rolls Royce. It don't matter if you a Maybach, or you think you look like a Maybach, or you think you look like a Rolls Royce or a Benz. It doesn't matter. You know them Toyota Camrys, they got good mileage and they'll go all the way. You know what I'm saying? Toyota Corollas.
Gas in it, it don't move.
So where is your gas? And we're not talking about no weed gas, no smoking marijuana gas. We talking about that gas, that fuel of life. You know what I'm saying? And if you need some fuel of life, no lie, open up that Bible, no lie, and it will give you that fuel.
All the answers.
And this is for people, you know, some of y'all say, oh, I'm not religious. I respect that. You know what I'm saying? Not all religious institutions have been conducive to all people. However, the Bible, you could just open a Bible and start to read it. It has endless wisdom within it. And it'll sort of give you, not sort of, definitely give you that fuel that you need to get you going and let you know, okay, look, maybe the only person that I need to fear is God. Like Ryan just said, he's not even a person. It's just this being, this power, that you realize that if you just trust in God, trust in the Lord, he will literally bring you closer to your purpose. And those people that want to be closer to you, they'll just gravitate towards you. It'll just be natural.
And the people that don't want to be around you, those fake friends that still call you every day to get up in your business, call you just for you to come and feed them, call you so you can watch and babysit the children,
so you can smoke weed and drink with them, give them some money,
go half on a tray, or you buy the first drink, girl, I buy the second one. That's not your friend. That is not your friend. Those people want to see you fail, and they're doing it little bit by little bit, like how people be poisoning their spouses little bit by little bit, because they know that if you get a little bit by little bit, that's going to start building up in you. Mm. And the next thing you know, you're done.
You're doing the same thing as them. And that's the thing. Do you want to be doing, if you're around people who are doing things that you don't really want to do anymore, then you're going to have to detach yourself from that.
And if you a grown person listening to this podcast, you should know. You grown now. You're not a kid. You could tell people how you feel, say what you mean, and mean what you say. And they have no choice but to respect that. And if they don't, like I said, they're probably not your friend, and they probably won't stay around for long. So you need to prepare yourself for a change and pretty much a breakthrough. Because people leaving your life that are not good for you is probably the best thing that can happen to you, because they're not there anymore.
Yep. You'll start to see things a lot clearer when those people start to exit. They start to leave, and you say,
they'll run.
Yeah, you say, why is this person running from, why is this person not supporting what I do? Why is this person always shoot down my ideas, even though I know they're good? Here's the thing. This podcast, there have been sometimes the people around me, they'd be like, they had a lot of questions about my podcast. And I say, look, even Mariah sometimes, she's probably like, boy, you've been doing that podcast a little bit too much. And I said, I really haven't done it enough. And that wasn't me saying, you wrong. It's me saying, look, I believe in me. And as long as I believe in me, I think you'll start to believe in me too. And it came to where she said, you know, I see what you see. And she's been here to support me from day one. But there's always people who are going to say, I don't know about this. I don't know about that. And I have some people who swear that they support me up and down, but they ain't never listened to one of my podcasts. And that's just a factual thing. They can say they will. You know, even when I wrote my book, I had literally family members, people very close to me say, take that book down. What are you talking about in that book? I don't believe it. They did not believe in me. But just the fact that I stood bold in my truth, they began to either gravitate towards me or push themselves away from me. So it's a very natural process. And once you begin to chase your passion, you'll see a lot of the things, you know, in the beginning, you may have thought we were going to tell you how to eliminate these people from your life. They're literally going to eliminate themselves. They're going to literally sprint. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything but that thought you have in your mind, that passion you have in your mind, that job you have in your mind, that, you know, really just do that thing that everyone else is questioning, right? Everyone else is questioning. And you're going to jump out there. There's going to be people who laugh at you. They're going to point. They're going to laugh. They're going to do all this and that. You know, me and Mariah, we have been in a relationship for 3 years. And we're still finishing up being long distance. You know, we happen to be physically together right now, but we've been in a long distance relationship for 3 years. And even there were times even our parents were questioning why we were in this relationship, why we were doing this and that. So, but look at us now. You know, they see it. We stood tall in it. We stood in our truth. And they said, you know what? We see what you all see now. And they gravitated towards us. Some people gravitated away from us towards their purpose, which is on the opposite side. But without those people sprinting away from us because they didn't believe in our purpose, we wouldn't see as clear as we did today. And we can't keep on running towards those people who are running away from us. It happens.
When you run away, let them run.
And sometimes they'll try
the door for them to get out.
And they'll creep back every once in a while, but it's this idea. Stand your ground. Don't be aggressive about it. Just be confident about it. Just be like, hey, this is what I believe. If you don't believe it now, that is okay. And you may never understand it. You know, that's what you got to tell them, that not everybody is going to understand your truth. Not everybody's going to understand your purpose. You might gravitate towards people you've never met before. There's people who I've, you know, gotten close with during my process of pursuing my purpose that I never would have been in contact with otherwise. And those people who I was extremely close with at one certain time, right now they're nowhere to be found. So you will see those people will weed themselves out and things will become a lot clearer. But Ryan, do you have any other things to say? I mean, I feel like we dropped a lot of gems right here. You have anything else to say about this topic?
I just say leave them alone. Just do your own thing. Don't worry about nobody else. Life is too short to be worrying about other people. Worry about your own salvation and where you're all with that. Everybody has a personal relationship with God or can create one. And I would just say, you know, it's not about religion. It's about way of life. It's about lifestyle. Choose your lifestyle wisely. Use your discretion, because the same people that you sit up there in a club with is the same people that you might be falling way short with.
And in a jail cell with.
Or they going to tell on you, throw you under the bus. And by the time you see who they really are, it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. So the same people they be telling, oh, watch out for this person. You know, be careful around this person. You know, try not, you know, tread lightly with this person because they're like this. Believe them.
Believe them. Believe them. Believe the people around you. Sometimes we don't like to believe a lot of those things that are right in front of our faces. And that truth that you strive for, it really is right in front of your face. And you see it, it's right there, but there's a thing called comfort that is really, really, really holding you back. It's really comfortable to stay with them same people and do them same things. It's really comfortable to go get a drink with them same people and go out with them same people. And it's uncomfortable to say, I'm not trying to go out, or I'm not trying to do this, or I'm not trying to be with that person. They're going to say, oh, you're changing. yeah, I'm changing for the better. And, you know.
Don't let that stress you out.
Don't let that stress you out. Because you see, when you chase your truth, the lies are going to run away. The truth is going to gravitate towards you. And that's just something that you'll see. If you want to know more about this, open that Bible, start reading Proverbs. Then Proverbs are really going to give you just some sayings, some guidance that is going to, if you don't have a Bible, get the Bible app. It's as simple as that. It's going to give you just some guidance. So if you're someone who doesn't like to read, that's okay. But that's part of the reason why you're not really in that full set of clarity yet. Because you got to read stuff. You got to be able to read texts, not just listen to things or watch things on TV or watch a video about them, but read. You know, it's something about being able to focus on words that are in black and white in your own time, in your own solitude, and say you can process them in your own way, not from somebody else's voice, but in your voice, in your head, your own conscious. And you will see that there is so much truth within your own mind. You know, when you're reading, there's so much truth within your own mind that has been masked by a lot of societal things, a lot of things that our peers have put on us, a lot of things that our family has put on us. And just because someone's in your family does not mean that they always want what's best for you. A lot of times they do, but sometimes they don't know what's in your own mind. And, you know, trust that. And if they are truly your family, if they're truly the people that support you, they're not going to care if your ideals are a little bit different than theirs. They'll actually gravitate towards you and respect you even more, the fact that you were honest with them and you stood up for your own truth. It'll encourage them to stand up in their own truth. But look, let me know what y'all think about this. I want y'all to subscribe. Send this to one of your friends, two of your friends, three of your friends, family members, someone who is thinking, who you feel like is on the brink, you know, of finding themselves, finding some understanding. But you have to get rid of those toxic relationships. And the best way to do that is just to chase your passion at full speed. And those people who do not believe in it, those people who don't want to be a part of it, they will find a way out in the nearest exit. So let me know what you think. Send this to a friend. Send this to an amigo. Send this to your girl. Replay this. Play this at night. Tune in to our next episode. We will still be talking about more things. But I do want to say thank you, baby mama, Lady Cloud, for joining me.
You're very welcome. Peace, love, and respect.
Peace, love, and respect. We'll see y'all on our next episode of Cloud 10 Radio. Yep.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.